following is a live sport broadcast brought to you by radio.dominican.edu. Go Penguins!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, radio.dominican.edu broadcasting live from Dominican University of California. Stuart Orr and Michael Temple with you tonight. A doubleheader, an NC2A doubleheader from Dominican University of California. Well, Mike, the Penguins have their work cut out for them coming into tonight, the Lady Penguins, that is, 0-4 to start the season. Not a better first half team than I remember in the last 13 years, and frankly, not a good second half team.
Yeah, it seems that way. Every game they're in it to the first 20 minutes, then when they come out of that huddle out of the second half, it seems like they struggle getting the ball in the hoop, which is what they need to work on today.
Yeah, no kidding. And the Lady Penguins are out warming up now. I see they have their new warm-up jerseys on. And that's a pretty good look. Not only the new jerseys, but the new shorts, too. New unis all around for the DUs. But it hasn't helped them so far, at least not in the second half of the games. They're just coming off of a road trip. And why don't you tell us about that, Mike? As I mentioned, they come into tonight, the final game of the 14 campaign, the home game, I should say, of the 13 part of the thing. Have I made that confusing enough?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Tell us what the Penguins have been doing on the road and what they can look forward to coming up.
Yeah, so the Lady Penguins had two road games after that game against Point Loma early on in December. They played Academy of Art first, and again, they had a great first half. Academy of Art's one of the stronger teams in the Pacific West Conference, only down by four, I believe, after the first half. And the second half, it started to tumble, and they lost control, ended up losing by double digits. Then they went on the road down to California Baptist just Wednesday. Again, same story. Another good first half put together by the Lady Penguins. Just could not keep it together in the second half and only lost by 13. So what we're seeing today is they're coming back to a home environment here, last game of the 2013 year. It's time to build on some wins. This is a beatable team here in Fresno Pacific, so let's hope they can get a good 40 minutes of basketball today.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I was just talking to Coach Littlejohn over on the bench. We have about 6 minutes to go until tip-off, fans of Game 1. And Coach Littlejohn, after all these years, and Coach Littlejohn is not a guy that you have to go softly at. You can ask him anything. You know, he's a great basketball mind, and he's a very straightforward kind of guy, which I really appreciate. And I said, Coach, unbelievable team in the first half. You guys are so good. What happens in the second half? He said, it's just mental toughness. He said the girls play down when the other teams, we get ahead, and then our girls start to play down, and we just can't finish the job. He said it's nothing mysterious. It's just exactly what you're seeing, in the stats, if you don't watch it on the Stretch Network. By the way, want to say hello to everybody on the Stretch Network watching worldwide, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. So he said you're just playing, our girls just coming out second half, feel too comfortable, and play down. And he can't blame it on young players because, frankly, the Penguins team is not that young.
Yeah.
The Penguins women have a lot of returners, including Danielle Yamauchi, of course, Sarah Nelson. Marshall's a second-year Penguin with Cox, Roldan, Quaywan Owens, and Lauren Hyatt. Oh, by the way, Sarah Nelson's out tonight with a stomach virus. That's going to hurt the DUs in a big way. But Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2" junior out of Oak Hills, is going to play in her place, and those two platoon quite a bit. So Hyatt will get the start tonight. And fortunately, Coach Littlejohn said she is absolutely the hottest Penguin right now.
Yeah, one thing I think that the Penguins can take advantage of from the Sunbirds of Fresno Pacific is their height. Dominican has three players who are topping over 6 feet, and the Sunbirds only use one, and then she plays very minimal. That's going to be Brandy Blackwell, the 6 foot senior. So really, I think the Penguins have to go inside. Like you said, it's going to be important that they take advantage of that matchup inside.
Yeah, really looking forward to this one. So fans, coming up for the good old DUs, after tonight, they get a little bit of a break, and this will be the final game of the 2013 part of the campaign. They'll hit the road and go to Hawaii immediately after the start of the new year. They'll play at Hilo, Chaminade, BYU Hawaii, and then Azusa Pacific before returning home and meeting Hawaii Pacific here in the Conlin Center and turning right around, and Hilo and Chaminade right here at the Conlin Center. So we have a lot of basketball coming up in January. The first four, the 4th, the 6th, the 8th, and the 14th will all be away, but you can catch those on the Stretch Network. January 18th, 23rd, and 25th here at the Conlin Center, and you can hear from Mr. Temple and myself, and of course our colleague Alex Swan, who's out sick tonight, and want to wish Swanee all the best in getting well and getting back soon. Fans, by the way, if you haven't heard the call from Alex Swan with the monumental double overtime win. Well, no, it wasn't double overtime.
It was one overtime.
Single overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was the big win, and it's actually been nominated for one of the best calls of 2013, and you can go online and check it out. All you have to do to find it and vote is, do you know?
I voted. I saw it on Facebook, the Dominican Athletics Facebook page. So that's one way you can vote.
That's right. So if you can go online, and if you go to DominicanAthletics.com, you will see a link to the YouTube version where you can watch it. You can hear Swanee's call of the big win by Miles Carrillo, and then you can actually vote on, well, if you think it's the best call of 2013, I happen to think it was a great call and the very best call, and I'll say professional or otherwise. It was so impassioned, and Swanee nailed it, and sometimes those games just come together, and I hope he wins the best call of 2013. I'm glad to hear that you voted. Of course, you were sitting right here.
Yeah, I had to. I was right next to him. He blew my eardrums off, so yeah. Of course I'm going to vote for him.
Well, that's always the sign of a good call, too, yeah. Right? It was an exciting moment, and fans, when you see Carrillo's bomb, it was only about, 16 feet. It was from the left elbow, a little bit outside. But it was such an obtuse, weird angle.
Yeah, it was a sloppy play, and it just pieced it together.
Somehow the pass came off. Who was the pass from? It was Matt Hayes, I think, passed it off to Carrillo, and he was able to get it done. But we'll be able to talk about that and Swanee's call. Maybe we'll even be able to play it between games. Wouldn't that be great? We'll have the halftime extravaganza tonight with all the numbers. Maybe we'll get a fan in here to be a part of an interview at halftime. We're just kind of winging it tonight. There's, nobody's on campus. Classes are over. So how did you do this semester? Did you do all right?
Yeah, I did really good this semester. Still waiting on one grade, but glad that the holiday break is here.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I know. You did your grade. It's the Captain Brad. Captain Brad.
Oh, Brad Van Alstine?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, speaking of Brad Van Alstine, he is the chair of the communications department here at Dominican University of California, and this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department and Brad Van Alstine, who needs to get his grades posted.
Yeah, he did one but didn't do the other. I was like, maybe he's just way too busy with his classes.
No,
yeah,
he's a busy man, that's for sure.
And then he had that surgery on his shoulder, so I got no excuses from it. I know he's busy.
Well, you probably got an A anyway, so what the heck.
Hopefully.
All right, hopefully your parents are proud of you.
Yes.
All right, fans, here we go. Just a few seconds before Brianna Chambers and the ladies get this thing underway. 30 seconds to go to timeout, or to tip off, I should say. And Mike's going to take a quick break. And, fans, let's just give you an update of what's coming up and what has been. The Penguin women in conference coming in tonight, 0-4. A pretty rough start, which is why Mike and I have been talking about how the Penguins, and of those four games, three of them they led substantially at the half. So the Penguins can really get it done in the first half. The second half has been a little more difficult on the good old DUs. We will bring you the starting lineups in just a moment, but I wanted to give Mike an opportunity to reflect on things and where the Penguins have been and where they're headed.
Yeah, Lady Penguins here taking off against Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. Game back in the Collins Center. Really should be a winnable game here. Try to build on their first win of the season. 10 games in. It's important to get that first win here for the 11th.
All right, fans, we're ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, everybody, 20 minutes overhead, and we are ready for DU basketball from the Conlin Center. Oh, man, I'm so excited about tonight. And we will have the starting lineups for you in just a moment. Let's bring that up a little bit. There we go. All right, and I'm gonna have to work on that there. Why don't you take the starting lineups, and let me see if I can get this figured out, Mike.
All right, the starting lineups for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, 1-8 and 1-2 in conference. They're going to send out Bree Alvarez, the 5'8 freshman, starting at guard. She's from Lemoore, California. She's a good scorer, averaging 6.9 points a game. Look for her to get her shot. They're also going to be playing at guard is going to be number 5, Patrice Sandon. She's the senior from Antioch, 5'3". Not much of a score, but she's very good at passing the ball, so look for her to initiate inside the key. And also playing guard will be Janae Herring, the 5'6", redshirt junior from Madera, California. And down low, they have Charge Stevens, their leading scorer and rebounder, the 5'10" sophomore from Sacramento, and also assisting her down low, 10 senior from Brea, California.
Busek, this is not her first visit into the Conlin Center, if I remember right. Is that right? Well, let's see here.
Yeah, no, she's a senior. It has her listed as a senior.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, as I recall, in years past, she's been a real troublemaker for the good old DUs. Now for Brianna Chambers and the ladies. Of course, Brianna Chambers in her seventh season, assisted by Cornell Littlejohn, the man I was speaking of earlier, who gave us the update on the team. Coach Chambers sending out Danielle Hare, a 5'8" freshman from Sacramento. As mentioned, Sarah Nelson not in the lineup tonight of the stomach virus. She is out, but hopefully listening. I don't see her here on the bench or anything making anybody else sick, so that's a good thing. I hope she is better soon, and the Penguin women certainly need her. Danielle Yamauchi, the 5'4" junior out of Torrance, is she'll be starting at a point guard with Jesse Marshall, the 5'6" sophomore out of San Jose. Jasmine Cox, a 5'10" senior out of Upland. And Lauren Hyatt, who is absolutely the hottest Penguin right now, the 6'2" junior out of Oak Hills, went to Serrano High School. She's in the middle. We are ready for DU basketball in the middle with Shardae Stevens. And the Penguins get the tip out. It goes into the backcourt to Jasmine Cox, who flips it over to Yamauchi, right side now. Now Marshall. Good starting five here with the new player, Hare, in there on the left wing. Hare takes it, dribble drive, outside. She kick out to Cox, nowhere to put it, 13 on the shot clock. Yamauchi down low to Cox, off the window, whistle, and the two, and we get things started the right way for the good old Penguins.
A beautiful backdoor cut there by Cox. They're taking care inside on the first possession there, already noting the size advantage they have.
So that'll put Cox on the line now. Cox, a 78% shooter on the way, and that is nothing but swish. So that's a nice way to get started for Cox, who has been so good for the Penguins the last couple years. DU's now on defense, defending the northern hoop here, off to our right here at the Conlin Center. Bringing it up is Sane Dawn, the 5'3 senior out of Antioch in the East Bay. Sane Dawn on the right wing, waves a player off, now sets over. Left side to Alvarez, now into the corner. Beats Hyatt on the way in, an easy jumper, missed it very short. Down off the fingers of Busek, and Hyatt comes up with a Yamauchi. Flips it over to Hyatt, didn't see it, hit her in the arm, gets it back off the window. Two! What a turnaround, Mike!
Nice up and under move there. Again, getting in the paint to score.
How in the world did she get it after missing the shot right there? 18:59 to go. Penguins on offense, leading by four. Sane Dawn launches a three ball from the left wing at about 24 feet, Mike. Made it 4-3. What a shot. Inbounds. Stolen. A terrible inbounds by Cox. The up and in. It was stolen away by Janae Herring. She flipped it over to Shardae Stevens, who drove it in and drew the whistle very quickly. The Penguins are leading 4-0, are now trailing 5-4. And players on the line. That's Shardae Stevens.
Yeah, that's one of the things that have plagued the Lady Penguins this year is turnovers. They're averaging a little over 18 turnovers a game. They got to cut down on those.
Stevens at 78% shooter and make that closer to 79 as she cans the three-point play. 6-4, the board hasn't changed yet. Now they gave the point to the Penguins. Hey, that's a good way to get things going. It says 5-5, but everybody knows that's wrong. In fact, it's 6-4. So the Penguins have it, and it's still up on the board incorrectly. I think you and I are the only ones that notice
it,
Mike.
Usually the coach is yelling about that.
I'm surprised. Penguins. Marshall drives in right side. The offensive rebound. She was tipped out. Oh, and launching from the right side, Yamauchi at 17 feet. Cans it. And they ended up giving the free throw to the Penguins. 7-5, the Penguins lead here. And everybody knows that's wrong. Everybody, that means it's Mike and I. Hyatt tips it out. A tremendous rejection. And now they're changing it on the board. It's going to be 6-6 as far as I know. And now Jasmine Cox drives it in from the right side. And now it says 9-6, which is also incorrect. They must have given Yamauchi a three ball out there on the right side. She was nowhere near three-point land, but nobody's contesting it. The Penguins have a free point. It's 9-6 on the board. I believe the score is 8-6, but it says 9-6. Three ball left wing by Herring again. This one she misses. The Penguins lead by three-ish.
We're going with it.
Penguins are on offense. Right side now. Wide open three by Marshall, in and out. Wow, she was nobody was near her. Marshall left side. One of those shots, Mike, was almost too easy.
Yeah, Alvarez, it almost went in.
Yeah, Alvarez brings it up after the rebound. She really had to fight for it. Fresno Pacific now on offense. 14 on the shot clock. Mike, I can't stand it. My conscience has gotten me. You should probably go tell them, or one of us should. Well, I don't know. I would mention it to Brandon.
Okay.
Just for the heck of it.
Just right now?
Yeah, just run down there. I can't stand it. The board says 9-6 when, in fact, it's really 8-6. But let's just see if Mike – it's always best to be honest. There's no question about that. So Quaywan Owens is going to come in now with 17:02 to go. Okay, well, fair enough. Hey, if you mentioned it to Brandon and he says it's 9-6, all we can do is try. Now the Penguins on defense, and Busek from close range is able to heave it up there off the window, and now it's 9-8. So I guess they gave Yamauchi credit for a three ball out there. That's obviously what had to happen.
I don't know where the point came from, but that's the only thing that seems reasonable.
Yeah, that's about the time that the scoreboard got all chewed up. Hyatt's got it under the bucket, and she travels with it after Busek gets in her face. Boy, that Busek is tough.
Yeah, they're trying to go at her. She's a little bit shorter, but she plays great defense. She moved her feet and forced the turnover there.
All right, so Hyatt gets a delay of game warning issued against her. Why is that, Mike?
She rolled the ball a little bit out of frustration for travel call.
Okay. So she went up under the bucket and was blocked by Busek. Now a soft jumper from 9 feet goes off by Patrice Saint-Don. Up there to our right on against the northern bucket. She was attempting to make it in the northern bucket. Couldn't get it as it came off of the window. 16:23 to go.
Yeah, Stevens, the leading rebounder for the Sunbirds, got on the offensive glass, got the rebound, and drew a foul going up for two shots.
Shardae Stevens on the way. And she missed it, unbelievably, a 78% free throw shooter. 22 for 27 coming into tonight. And the second one is good, as you may expect. So the Penguins now are tied at 9. Dews have the advantage with the ball, bringing it up is Yamauchi. After the inbounds, comes in to Hare, the newest DU, in the corner. Marshall thinks about it, the good head fake. She goes back to the top of the key. Between the circles is Yamauchi. 16:07 to go. Penguins just working the clock a little bit. 10 seconds on the shot clock now. Quaywan Owens sets a screen. Yamauchi right side. Marshall goes to the baseline, has nowhere to go. She's got 3 seconds, heaves it up. It goes off of the shot clock. She just heaved up a left-hander from way out there. And now immediate timeout. Fans, you're listening to NC2A Basketball Division II from the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California. 15:52 to go. It's a tie game. And, Mike, you and I were talking about in the pregame, we expected a great game. On paper, all the numbers are almost identical. This so far has been a great game.
Yeah, points per game, rebounds per game, turnovers per game, threes per game. You just keep looking, and all these stats match up for both teams. So we expected a good game on paper, which usually sometimes doesn't pan out, but most of the time does. Early on, just 5 minutes into the first half, we're getting a great game, 9-9 for both teams. You can see the Penguins are trying to assert themselves inside with most of their shots and attempts coming from inside the paint.
Happy holidays, everybody. A tie game. Coach Little John is over there at the scorer's table. He's talking to somebody. I don't know what he's bringing up. But could it be that delay of game call against Hyatt? I think that was legit. You can't act in frustration.
Yeah.
The slightest move in frustration, and clearly that's all that was.
Yeah.
And you're going to get called on it. So we have a few numbers here from the first period fans. And for the good old DUs from the field, Jasmine Cox is 2 for 3 with Hyatt, a perfect 1 for 1. As is Yamauchi, and Marshall's 0 for 2, and she missed that one way outside on the left wing when she was not being guarded. If Marshall gets hot, that could be the difference because she's one of those types of players. Noelle Roldan gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. At the next break, we're back underway on DU Radio. 15:44 to go. Penguins on defense with Saint-Don driving in. Oh, brother, she almost left her feet. Mike, but she didn't. She was able to pass it off to Bree Alvarez, who then gets it back off to Saint-Don. Top of the key. Alvarez drives in left side against Yamauchi and rolls it in off the glass. Good finger roll on the layup.
Yeah, good take. She's the second leading scorer on this team, and she likes to get inside. Nice lefty layup.
11-9, DU's trail here in the first half. Hare's got it. She gets it down low with a great assist right into the middle of the key to Lauren Hyatt, who's able to dump it in from close range.
Again, the Lady Penguins looking inside every chance they get. Good finish.
Four aces on the board, 11 up with 15 minutes to go, fans. Last game of the 2013 part of the campaign. Sandon buries it. The points come off the board as she traveled on the way. Hare comes out, and Noelle Roldan will come in for the first time tonight. Roldan's got sport in the Mohawk.
Yeah, it's a good look. I like it.
Yeah, it's good for basketball, too. 14-56. She's an intimidating presence out there. Very aggressive players, Roldan. Of course, Roldan, the senior, missed a full year, her sophomore year, with a terrible injury. Left side. Oh, and a great pass from Marshall to Hyatt again. I think the Penguins are going to do very well to work Hyatt down low and just keep pounding the ball to her as long as Fresno will let them have it. Left side, Sunburst launch a three from the wing. Alvarez, no. 13-11, the Penguins get the rebound. Hyatt again, both sides of the ball. So important, Quaywan Owens left side. She lost the handle on the way up. And it was taken down by Sandon. Oh, it's sneaking in behind her. It was rolled down. She got it for a second, but Sandon gets it off. Left side after she recouped the loss. Here's the jumper, close range by Herring. No. Quaywan Owens gets wrapped up in a jump ball, and the says it's going to go to the Sunbirds. So they get the first jumper, and entering the game for the first time tonight is Brooke Vidmar, a 5'6" freshman out of Clovis. For the DU's Carly Hallbok. Hallbok is coming in, a 5'8" freshman out of Vancouver, Washington. That's right at the southern end of the state on I-5, 14:07 to go. Vancouver, not Vancouver, Canada. Vancouver, BC. This is Vancouver, Washington. Bounce pass in the paint from Sandon, intended for Busek, and the foul is on Hyatt. That's her first. And one thing, the Penguins have racked up four while the Sunbirds only have one. The one thing that could really hurt the DU's tonight is if Hyatt were to foul out.
Yeah, especially with Sarah Nelson sick right now. They need Hyatt to play this almost this full game.
Yeah, Nelson is not suited up, so she absolutely will not play under any circumstance tonight. And a great feed after the fake from Sandon. She faked it backward from the free throw line to Herring and was able to get it over to Brooke Vidmar, her first bucket of the night. 13 all, fans. Penguins have the ball off to our left, attacking the southern hoop, 13.5. Roldan, left side, Yamauchi, the head fake, takes the screen, passes it off to Roldan, launches the three, no. Big rebound by Shardae Stevens, the 5'10er, out of Sacto, and the Sunbirds bring it up. 13 all, coming up on 13 minutes. Sandon's got it. She drifts over to the right side, right in front of the Penguin bench. Herring's got it in the corner. She drifts back to the elbow, throws it away. Quaywan Owens with a steal. That was intended for Kiara White. White didn't see it coming at all. Was that White? No, it wasn't White. It was intended for Stevens, pardon me. 13 all, and the ball goes out of bounds off of the end line as the Penguins were winging it around. The shot clock will reset for some reason. Must be a change of possession? No. It must have been, I don't know what happened. But
yeah, the refs just noticed, too.
Okay. Yamauchi will bring it in, and they're going to have to, okay. I thought I was imagining things there for a second.
I know. We must have been wrong on the score, but not this one.
Okay.
You got this one.
Yeah.
And the Sunbirds, you can see it. They're really trying to get the ball into Stevens on every possession. That's what happened right there, forced the turnover. She wasn't even looking, but they just tried to force her to get the ball.
Yeah, the Penguins had one no-look, no-catch.
Yeah.
Neither player was looking. But Hyatt was able to get it and score the deuce. This time for the Sunbirds, they threw it away with a no-look. 9 on the shot clock. Here comes right side, Yamauchi, top of the key. Three ball! 16-13, the DU's after Danielle launches the tray from between the circles. Boy, what a great shot from 21 feet. 16-13, Penguins on defense now. First half action, Penguin fans.
There we go.
Sandon's got it. She drives in against Danielle. Flips it back outside to Stevens. Stevens, a threat, left side, walks with it.
Good defense by the Lady Penguins there. They matched up very well. Played good man-to-man.
You know who's fighting hard in there is this new Carly Hallbok. This is the first I've seen her. And Holbrook, a 5'8" freshman.
Yeah, she can shoot the three very well.
Holbrook is down there in the left corner, and she's got it now. 12:05, the Penguins on offense. 15-13, DU. Right side, Yamauchi. Here's a soft fadeaway jumper off the glass from Noelle Roldan out there on the right side. Boy, Roldan can bury the long deuce when she needs it. 17-13, Penguins. 11:46, Sandon brings it up. Boy, she's got Noelle Roldan right in her face. Roldan forces the bullet pass across the court, intended for Sharday Stevens. 11:39 to go. 17-13, and the Penguins are leading.
A great, great first almost half of half, let's say first 10 minutes for the Lady Penguins. We've seen this before. They need to keep the momentum up. They're getting the ball inside, and then especially the jumpers are falling today, which is, hasn't been happening for the Lady Penguins of late. Yamauchi's made two nice jumpers, then Roldan with the sweet pullback jumper. Good start, 17 points for the Penguins, only given up 13. They're playing hard on both ends of the court.
They really are, and, you know, the story, you know, we haven't talked, well, we talked about it a lot as we got going on tonight's game, but we haven't mentioned it so far during play, and that is, what will the Penguins be in the second half? We know that they are great in the first half. And they've led three of the four games that they've lost in conference so far at the half. Can they not only lead tonight at the half, which really doesn't matter if you are.
Yeah.
It really only matters if you're leading at the end, right?
Yeah.
Can they finish? So I guess it's keep it close, finish strong. That's what Coach Littlejohn was saying when I interviewed him before the game tonight. The Penguins need mental toughness. Now, the other thing that we agreed upon, both of us, as he and I were talking, was if the Penguins can finish a close one, what that would do for their confidence.
Yeah.
You know, you got to learn to win sometimes.
Exactly.
And every year is different.
That first win is usually the hardest. Once you get that first win, there's something to build on. In practice, you work a little bit harder, and the games usually tend to go your way that are close.
11 and a half to go, fans. We're back underway. 17-13, the Penguins by four. Cox is 2-for-3 with Hyatt a perfect 3-for-3 so far. It's pretty good stuff. Holbrook has it now. She drifts off to Yamauchi, right side. Marshall drives in baseline, nowhere to go. Back out, roll down with the head fake. Quaywan Owens, turnaround jumper, softly off the window from the free throw line. Good.
Great ball movement.
19-13, just another assist from roll down the veteran. Sandon brings it up. At the last second, she's able to high dribble it off to Widmar. Now right side, Busek. Back over to Widmar. She with a head fake. Top of the key, 14 on the shot clock. Backing out now is Alvarez. They drive it in, right side, off the window, and a great up and under by Busek. Boy, is she tough.
You touched on the pregame. Busek hurt the Lady Penguins in times prior at the concert. That was a nice move.
That was. Right off the window, too. Just something pretty. Holbrook's got it. Right side now, Roldan. Flipped after it was tipped out. A poor pass from Roldan. Tipped off the hand of Brandy Blackwell. Into the hands of Widmar, who's able to get it off. She's able to bring it up and tipped out of bounds by the Penguins. Quaywan Owens into the Penguin bench. 10:24 to go. Penguins by four here in the first half. Right in front of the Penguin bench, Jenny Marshall is up against a player whose number is not on the roster for some reason, unless I'm wrong. I could have misread that 19-15. Either way, who was that? Oh, here we go. It was Busek who brought it in, and she was able to get it in, and now it's tipped out of bounds, and now here comes the referee.
Yeah, I think what's making it so hard is the Sunbirds jerseys, their numbers are kind of smaller, and then when they're running, I'm not really seeing them that well either.
Way to cover me.
I'm going to say it's the smaller numbers with the Fresno Pacific.
It has nothing to do with me.
Yep.
10:09 to go, 19-15. Penguins lead in this one. Penguins bring it in on the short side, right under the bucket. Long three ball, Marshall air ball from the right side. Boy, you don't see that too often. She's usually spot on. She just backed up and buckled and then just heaved it over the bucket. Herring drives in. Herring from the baseline. Herring under the bucket. Now Busek gets wrapped up with Hyatt and a whistle. Oh, and Hyatt draws her second foul. And we really got to keep an eye on that. Hyatt, she's going solo tonight in the middle, 9:51 to go in the first. And I wonder if Hyatt's going to get pulled.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Yeah, good she call is. There. Yeah.
Hyatt's gone, and for the Penguins, Quaywon Owens come back in her place. So Hyatt will take a break. The Penguins simply can't afford to lose her, and they're going to need her in the second half if they expect to put this one away. Driving in is Shardae Stevens after a perfect inbounds, and it's 19. Well, it says 19-15. Is it 19-17? I don't know what the score is. I think the Penguins lead by two. With a 9:34 and a soft jumper from the left wing.
And you saw a last possession for the Sunbirds. They took advantage of Hyatt coming out. They went to, the Penguins went to a smaller lineup with Quaywon Owens playing the five. They went right to Stevens inside.
There we go. Now the 2 points goes on the board.
You were right that time.
When it, yeah, all right. I'm one for three. All right, fans, here we go. 9:27 Sunbirds ball. Penguins by two, first half action. 9:23. Quaywon Owens with a big steal after a poor pass across the court by Herring. And now she throws it away, intended for the DU's Danielle Hare. And now it's stolen away again, and the Sunbirds get it back, top of the key. Stevens, right side, Alvarez. She goes down low. Flying out of bounds is Noelle Roldan. She couldn't hold on to it. Yamauchi brings it up. No look, left side, Marshall with a head fake. Tipped away by Vidmar. Penguins get it back. Top of the key to Quaywon. Quaywon Owens, right side. She with a free look on the way, short. Vidmar with the rebound. Check it, Busek. She passes it off to Herring, who brings it up softly under the bucket. Vidmar gets massive rejection by Owens. All ball, no whistle. It did go out off of Owens, so the Sunbirds are going to get it back, but it was a clean shot.
Yeah, Vidmar went up soft because she didn't even see Quaywon Owens, and Quaywon Owens came flying out of nowhere to make a nice rejection.
Boy, she really did. That was tremendous. That was one of those not-in-my-house kind of plays. 8:40 to go, fans. Penguins now on defense. Sunbirds work it down low to a wide-open Shardae Stevens, and she's able to get it right over the top of Marshall. 19 all. Tie game as we are coming up on 8.5. Penguins soft jumper. Owens missed it deep. Bringing it up is Shane Don. Boy, the high dribble, Mike. I'm surprised they don't call him on that.
Yeah. Fortunately, she passed it and was turned over as an errant pass. They tried to do a fast break. Couldn't find the connection there.
Men's team is in the house, so they're here supporting the ladies. 8:17 to go, of course. The guys are scheduled to go off at 7:30 tonight. But for now, it's Lady Penguin basketball. Sunbirds, Fresno Pacific in the house on Penguin Radio. Long three ball by Noelle Roldan at 26-footer. Wow, that was out there. She was just a tiny bit short off the front of the rim. St. Don brings it up, now throws it away. She was looking for the low bounce pass on the way to Stevens, who was right under the bucket. She walked with it. And three media timeouts in the first half so far. That's weird.
This game's flying.
I don't know what's going on. Fans, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, NC2A Division II basketball. At Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn and Michael Temple. Well, pretty good game so far.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah, definitely a good game. It shows right now the score is tied at 19. One thing I thought the Penguins got away from was getting the ball inside. When Hyatt left, there went their inside presence. They didn't really try. They're settling for long jumpers, as you saw the three from Roldan and the long jumper from Marshall. I think one thing that was helping them to get that lead early on, that six-point lead, was getting the ball inside. Let's see if Coach Brianna Chambers goes to talk about that.
Yeah, she's got all the ladies around her right now. Off to our right, 7:55 to go. 19 all. And both teams seem to be playing very well. You know, nobody's playing. There's not really sloppy ball, but a little bit of back and forth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely two evenly matched teams, and they're playing very well right now, both of them. Not too many mistakes.
All right, fans, let's see here. Let's give you some numbers. For the good old DUs, Cox still sits at 2-for-3 with Hyatt, a perfect 3-3. She's on the bench. Let's see if she's going to return. And I don't see her coming out on the floor. She just came out of the locker room, but she doesn't look like she's going to go back in yet. Yamauchi has she's a perfect 2-for-2, and Marshall now is 0-for-3, so Roldan does have a 1-for-3 going and 1-for-4 for Owens, but Owens defensively has been absolutely incredible tonight on the play-by-play. Here's Mike.
And inbounding the ball, we have Fresno Pacific in the north end of the court. We have Sidon passing it over to Herdon, and she misses it. Rebound goes Penguins' way. Yamauchi brings it up on the right wing. Nice pass inside to Quaywon Owens, who passes it to Roldan the left block. Easy two. Good ball move by Lady Penguins. 21-19.
Yeah, there's Roldan from the left side. What's so great about her short game is she can hit it from either side. She's very comfortable from the left side, which is a little more awkward when you're trying to defend it.
Yeah, good ball movement led to an easy two. Fresno Pacific counters the other way. Shot by Jenna Herring. She misses off the board. Fight for the rebound goes out of bounds and lands in the Penguins' ball.
Shardae Stevens had her palms to the ceiling there, Mike, as if she didn't like the call or didn't like something about the play or disagreed with the referees. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, she wasn't even the one shooting, but she wanted Herring to be called for a foul as she went up and drew contact. No foul was called. Penguins have the ball now. Bringing it up is Yamauchi. Swings over to Quaywon Owens on the left wing. Danielle Hare, the freshman, gets it back to Quaywon Owens. She's up top of the key, 16 left in the shot clock. Marshall settles for a three. This one on the left wing, she misses again. Struggling from long range, you don't see that too often. Rebound goes to Fresno Pacific's way. Bringing it up is Sadon. She has it at the free throw line, kicks it out to Vidmar. Vidmar from the right wing misses the three, and a rebound goes Marshall's way.
Yeah, Vidmar from the right side had a wide open shot. There were no Penguins within 5 feet of her. And another one of those shots where you're not being covered, and sometimes I think the players get too loose in that moment.
Yeah, we've seen that quite a few times, players missing those easy jump shots. The Hare on the opposite side goes for a jumper, airballs. Quaywon Owens gets the rebound. She goes up for two, and she airballs. Fight for the rebound. And we're going to have a foul as the Penguins are reaching in against Fresno Pacific. It's going to be the sixth team foul. One more, and they're going to be in the bonus.
Mike, I noticed that the Penguins' Ashley Sorensen is in there, the 6'2" freshman out of Santa Fe. And Sorensen towering over everybody on the floor. You know, that's the first time I remember this season seeing consecutive air balls from the Penguins from close range.
Yeah.
I hope it's the last time I see
it. Let's hope we don't say that again. Sidon brings up on the right wing. She uses a pick, but they're going to call an illegal screen there. That's why she got to the paint. Foul is going to go on Brandy Blackwell. That's going to be her first foul of the game, their third team foul for the Sunbirds.
Yeah, Blackwell was trying to screen it to allow Sadon to bring it around from the right edge, and she finally got called on it because that's not the first time I've seen it tonight.
Yamauchi brings it up slowly, directing traffic. Looks like the Sunbirds are doing a little 2-3 zone here. Let's see what the Penguins counter with. They swing it over to Marshall on the left wing. Back to Yamauchi up top. Up top of the key behind the three-point line. Gives it over to Quaywon Owens, the right wing. Finds a wide-open Sorensen inside. Nice pass. The layup just missed. Rebound chased down by Sidon. She's double-teamed in the corner and gets it out to a wide-open Bree Alvarez. Alvarez, the lefty, brings it up on the left wing. Settles it down. Sidon, the main ball handler now on the right wing, has it. Kicks it back up top to Alvarez. The pace has slowed down a little bit here. 5 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half. Penguins up by two. Sidon has the ball on the right wing. She drives. She misses the layup. Sunbirds get the rebound. Ball is passed out to Blackwell for a jumper. She misses. Rebound goes the Sunbirds' way. Shea missed the shot. Another rebound. And getting down is Jesse Marshall. She has the rebound now finally. And they're going to call. She passes it off to Fresno Pacific's foot.
Yeah.
It's going to go the Penguins' way.
Yeah, Busek, who got two of those rebounds. She broke up the one play, and finally, Marshall sitting on her butt right under the bucket. She had the ball. She was elbowing everybody away, but she had no way to stand up. So she just tried to throw the ball away, and as it turned out, Busek kicked it out of bounds.
And the Penguins now have the ball. 5 minutes and 15 seconds left in the half. Yamauchi finds Sorensen wide open inside. She pump fakes and finishes for two. Nice pass, nice finish.
Boy, that was a nice finish. And the last shot from Sorensen before that, the previous shot, I should say, she was a little too excited and got a little too much window. This was softly in and showed that the big lady has a good touch.
Yeah, definitely made the adjustment as she finished for two. And on the other side, Busek drives in and finishes for two. 23-21, Penguins still up by two. And a full court press forced by the Sunbirds. Fight for the loose ball as a pass went errant. Marshall on the floor again. And that's the second time in the last minute she's got on the floor. She draws the jump ball as they're tangled up.
Yeah, she and Busek. It makes sense that Marshall and Busek would end up on the floor together, as Marshall, I just love her aggro play.
Yeah, she got on the floor and kept the possession in the Penguins' way. Yamauchi has up top. They do a trap. Easily broken as Roldan finds it wide open on the left block. Trailer gets to her. She goes up for a shot, just misses, and this rebound goes Sunbird's way. Pushing on the left wing is Jasmine Simpson, the 5'7 junior. She gets it out to Sidon, who finds inside to Stevens, over the much shorter Yamauchi, and she takes advantage, finish for two.
Can you imagine that? Shardae Stevens, the 5'10 freshman, is able to, or pardon me, the redshirt sophomore out of Sacramento, is able to just skyhook one in there from the right side over the top of everybody.
And going the other way, we have Jesse Marshall on the floor again as she draws a foul. And Busek and Marshall again involved in a tangle. That could be something to watch here. With only 4 minutes and 18 seconds left in the first half, score knotted up at 23.
Yeah, 6-4 in the foul game. And the Penguins, who came out, it was 4-0 there for a minute. And now Fresno Pacific is playing a little more aggressively at this point and getting called on it. But this game is really shaping up to be something special.
And the Sunbirds go back to that 1-2-2 zone. Roldan finds it wide open on the right wing for a jumper just off the right side of the rim. Rebound ends up in Alvarez's hands. She gets stolen by Holbrook. She goes up for a shot, but is blocked. Fresno Pacific counters the other way. Alvarez brings it up, and her pass is wide, and that's going to land out of bounds. Alvarez is claiming that someone touched it. The refs are going to get together and see what happens here, and they're going to say that a Penguin touched it.
Holbrook.
So it's going to remain with the Sunbirds here. 3 minutes and 53 seconds left. 23-23 here in the Collins Center.
It's a media timeout, Mike. That means you want to mention that we are listening to
Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. In the last game of the 2013 season, Lady Penguins looking for their first conference win here in Pac West play, doing a very good job in the first half.
Yeah, nobody panicked. There's still the 2014 part of the thing.
Exactly.
This is just the 2013 half of the schedule comes to a close tonight. After tonight, the Penguins will take a little break and celebrate the holidays. Then they will go on the road. They'll go to Hawaii. Boy, that's tough.
Yeah.
Middle of winter. From January 4th, they'll be there for 10 days. Actually, they'll be there 11 days. They'll leave on the 3rd and return the night of the 14th, maybe even the 15th. Boy, that's a nice little two-week break over in the islands in the middle of the cold snap we're experiencing here in San Rafael. And then January 18th, they'll be back here at the Conlon Center, 5:30 women, 7:30 men. Hawaii Pacific will be in the house tonight. It's Fresno Pacific with 3:53 to go, 23 all. What a game this is. This is great stuff. Six fouls committed by the Penguins, four by the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. Back out on the floor for the good old DU's Quaywan Owens, Holbrook, Danielle Yamauchi, Jenny Marshall, and Noelle Roldan. The Penguins will be on defense as Fresno Pacific brings it in from very close range. A nice pass to Shardae Stevens off of the end line, right under the bucket by St. Don, and that's good. And for the only the second time tonight, the Penguins trail 25-23. The last time was the first 2 minutes of the game. Left side, Hobo goes 3-point range from the left corner. No. St. Don brings it up one-on-one against Yamauchi. She's able to beat her easily. Gets around her. Yamauchi with a rebound after St. Don misses it. And falling down, falling hard on the floor is Jenna Herring. 25-23. I can't believe St. Don missed that easy layup after she got around Yamauchi.
Yeah.
She absolutely deked her to death, and that's not easy to do because Yamauchi usually pretty good following the eyes. So the Penguins will bring it up now from our right to left. Here's Danielle Yamauchi, the veteran. She calls out the play. Left side, Owens. Yeah. 3:05 to go. Right side now. The DU's just looking for a gap. 10 on the shot clock. And they're way out there. Heaving it into the corner. Roldan softly from 18 off the window. It bounces around. No. Blackwell comes down with it. Quaywan Owens steals it away. She heaves it back up there. And it's punched out of bounds by Blackwell. I believe the Penguins will get it back. What happened?
They're going to call a foul as Quaywan Owens went up strong.
Okay, good. Because I don't know what she was. She could have backed out, slowed things down, which I think would have been the better play. But luckily, she was fouled on the way with 2:51 to go. Owens on the line. A high, majestic arc, and it misses deep. Owens is 64%er from the free throw line, and that's not going up after that one. Let's see if she can can this one and bring the Penguins within one. 25-23, Sunbirds. On the way, missed it a mile right, tipped out, and Roldan gets it. Roldan turns around without even looking and threw it up. I think Roldan would have been. And now it's a jump ball. Roldan gets tied up under the bucket with Shardae Stevens. And wait a minute. I thought last time they gave it to the Sunbirds, now they give it to them again. I must have missed a
jumper. They gave one to the Penguins.
It must have been underneath. Okay. 25-23. That was not the scorer's fault. That was mine. 2:41 the clock rolls, fans. Penguins trail by two after Quaywon Owens misses both. And almost throwing it out of bounds, Sandon heaves it across, and Quaywon Owens comes up with it. So she's able to make up for the missed free throw. Quaywon between the legs, gets it over to Roldan on the way. Another missed shot deep. Roldan now is, what is she, about 1 for 8. And a timeout is called. 2:20 to go, fans. And I got to look and see what Roldan's doing here, because I am totally, well, she says she's 2 for 6. I thought she had only made one. But now she's 2 for 7. So I guess I was close. It seems like she's had a lot of opportunities there as the Penguins trail by two with 2:20 to go. Fans, you're listening to Penguin Radio broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horner, Michael Temple. Of course, Alex Squan, he's out sick tonight. But good old Swanee, I hope you're feeling better soon. He'll be back with us on January 18th, as will Michael Temple and yours truly. All right, here we go, fans. 6 fouls committed by the Penguins in the first half. 5 committed by the Sunbirds from Fresno Pacific. The Penguins off to our right now, defending the Northern Hoop. And Sandon will bring it up. Sandon, a 5'3" senior out of Antioch, surveys. She passes it off to Herring. Back to Sandon, right wing. She has nowhere to put it. After the dribble drive, she drives into Jasmine Simpson, a 5'7" junior out of Clovis, who entered the restricted area after picking up a screen. And what happened?
They're going to call a charge drawn there by Jessie Marshall. She had position down low. Great job setting her feet, and she drew the charge.
So Jasmine Simpson picked up the screen, but then was able to drive in and power against Marshall. So the Penguins will have it coming up on 2 minutes, fans, and there it is. 2-minute warning. And Yamauchi will bring it up. Not quite across the timeline yet. She drifts left, now right, now left, now right against Simpson. Left side, Marshall. Marshall, way out there on the left wing, gets poked in the eye, or got her, I don't know what happened. She got her ponytail in her eye or something. She's okay. As Roldan now makes sure she's okay. 8 on the shot clock. Roldan on the right wing. Quaywon Owens left side, 5, 4, 3 on the way. Off the window deep. And she missed it by a mile again. Quaywon Owens is totally off of her game right now as she sneaks in behind Alvarez. Here comes Sandon. She drives in, backs up off the free throw line. No. Quaywon Owens with a tremendous rebound. Penguins trail by 2. 1:17 to go. DU ball. Yamauchi left side. Marshall, good stutter fake. Back in between the circles. Oh, that right eye is killing her. She keeps poking at it. She doesn't want to shoot, I don't think, because she can't even see out of the right eye. Coming up on 1 minute, fans. Penguins trail by 2 still. Roldan with 8 on the shot clock. Takes a screen from Quaywon Owens. Now she stutter steps. Left side, off the glass. Pardon me, on her way to the glass, has it batted away by Brandi Blackwell. She got nowhere near the glass.
Yeah, they're going to call a foul, though. She went up pretty tough there.
Foul is on Bree Alvarez with 54 seconds to go. Getting ready to re-enter the game now is Shardae Stevens, and this will put Noelle Roldan on the line with a chance to tie the game. First one is in and out. Roldan with a horseshoe. Shardae Stevens, the 5'10 freshman, is, pardon me, I keep saying that. She's a forward, the 5'10 sophomore out of Sacramento. Went to Golden Valley High School. The second one from Roldan is good. So the last 4 free throws, the Penguins have managed 1, Mike.
Yeah.
50 seconds to go as Sandon will bring it up. It's a 1-point game coming into the half. Sandon backs up. Oh, boy, I thought she walked with it as Yamauchi defending her very hard. Top of the key, Alvarez. Now back to Sandon, the point guard. 33 seconds, she gets it down low. A poor pass to Busek on the way off the rim. No, everybody's going after it. And finally, Sandon sneaks in there and gets it. She'll back up between the circles. Shot clock is off, 20 seconds. Sandon calls out the play, looks back at the coach. 18. They're just going to drain it now and try and get one shot off in the half. Penguins want one shot back at it. Stolen away now by Yamauchi after the great steal by 2 by Marshall, who forced the issue into the hands of Yamauchi, I should say. That was Jenny Marshall all the way, and now one of the Penguins is under the bucket, and that looks like Marshall, who either got kicked in the face or hit her face on the floor because she is really in pain And I suspect that the trainer will probably go running out there pretty soon as a referee says there's a foul on Patrice St. Don under the bucket with 6.6 seconds to go.
Great defense by the Lady Penguins there to lead to that layup shot.
Well, Marshall was writhing in pain under the bucket, but she's up on her feet now. Marshall's really taking it tonight. She's got in the right eye, she got poked earlier. She'll go to the line, by the way. That's the eighth team foul committed by FPU. I don't even know how she could see the bucket. She's got the left wrist all taped up and her left thumb. Number 13, Marshall, been a great Penguin. Chance to tie it right here on the way. Missed it. The Penguins' free throw percentage, Mike, I don't even want to talk about right now for tonight.
And that's something that could come back to haunt you in close games like this. You need the free throws.
Well, you look at the last five, they've made one. They should be leading by 3 points. This one is missed deep. And I just got to believe that Marshall can't see straight. And the Penguins get it back on the rebound. 3 seconds, two, Quaywon Owens, one, she muffed it away. End of the half.
Holy cow, the Penguins. Overpassing.
They had it with 3 seconds to go. Marshall's coming off the court now, and both eyes are bad. It looks like Marshall really took it in the first half. What a first half. Totally aggressive on the part of both teams. 18 fouls committed by the FPUs, six by the DUs. Of course, the Penguins came out just fouling everything right off the bat, and Hyatt got yanked early. 25-24 at the half. Mike, it's free throws right now. Otherwise, the two teams are playing very consistently relative to each other.
Yeah, and you touched on it right there at the end. They had five opportunities, and you only make one free throw. That's the reason they're down by one.
Six.
Six, yeah, they had six free throws and only made one.
Yikes.
And it's really tough to win.
That sounds like my game.
Yeah.
The last thing we want is me out there shooting the freebies. I'll tell you, 1-for-6 coming down the stretch, playing a team who on paper is almost exactly identical to your stats-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as close as they come.
Yeah, and we're seeing that early on. Both these teams like to play a similar game. They like try to get up and down. Sometimes they make forced turnovers. Both teams are struggling from the field shooting-wise, which is why it's only 25-24 right now. It's going to be important that the Penguins put together a great second half for maybe the first time this whole season.
You're not kidding. And this is really, you know, all we're waiting for is the Penguins to put together a great second half because they've managed to hang close. They've led three of the four conference games at the half. And let's give you some halftime stats now. Even though we usually have our halftime extravaganza late in halftime, I'm so excited, Mike, that after that little scrum at the end of the first half, we'll just give you some numbers here. Jasmine Cox remained at 2-for-3. So after a pretty hot start, Mike, she really didn't do much more. In fact, you're looking at 3 minutes into the game, she was 2-for-3. Didn't really play much, didn't really shoot much after that. Lauren Hyatt, who was on fire, picked up a couple of quick early fouls and got yanked. In fact, she only played 8 minutes. The first eight, she was 3-for-3. The new player, Danielle Hare, only took one shot and missed it. Yamauchi was a perfect 2-for-2. But again, Yamauchi really didn't shoot much in the last 12 minutes of the first half. Jessie Marshall, uncharacteristically tonight, 0-for-4. She's a great three-point shooter normally, one of the best in the conference, 0-for-3 from downtown, and missed those two important free throws with only a minute and a half to go in the half. Missed them both. But I got to believe a lot of that had to do with the fact that she can't see straight. She got poked in the right eye. That's Marshall. Holbrook, the new Penguin, 0-for-2. She did try one from way outside. Roldan, who was brought in to just start shooting. You know, sometimes a coach will bring a player and just say, just keep feeding her. She's bound to get hot. Well, usually it's Jessie Marshall that's that player. Tonight it was Roldan, but she's only 2-for-9 with 2 3-pointers missed, 1-for-2 from the line. And Ashley Sorensen, who I got to say, she's kind of the surprise tonight. Let me describe Sorensen, a 6'2" freshman, but she's not thin like a lot of freshmen. She's not that, you know, that scrawny, bony type of freshman that you often see, especially a big, tall young lady. She's got a little build to her. And I really like her game so far. She only played, 3 minutes? But I really liked what I saw.
Yeah, and she did a great job taking the place of Lauren Hyatt, who got an early foul trouble after only 8 minutes. It's going to be important that they really rotate those players in, because I thought when they had Sorensen and when they had Hyatt in, they had a presence inside and they were able to score. without them, you saw them taking a lot more jump shots, missing jump shots, and then they got to the line but were missing free throws.
Yeah, when Hyatt, well now, of course, fans, we mentioned that Sarah Nelson's out, so that means Hyatt's got to do the load of the work, and she picked up two early fouls, which made Coach Breonna Chambers very nervous, so then she had to bring in Owens, but at 5'8", you know, it's a whole different game. Quaywan Owens is an awesome defensive player, and she, when she catches fire, she can be a great shooter. But Owens at 5'8" is not Lauren Hyatt. I mean, you need to have that huge presence, and Hyatt at 6'2", the junior, is that.
Yeah, and you saw that. They were up by six, had a six-point lead when she got those two early fouls. Once she got out, now they're down by one. It just, the margin of points that they're scoring and that they were giving up was drastically different when she came out of the game.
10:27 to go, fans. Yeah, so the Penguins, 10:20 in the half, I should say. 25-24 when we broke. And, of course, both teams are back in the locker room. But, yeah, with Hyatt coming out, then Owens had to come in, and Sorensen got those 3 minutes in there. Owens did have 17 minutes. So there it was, 17 for Owens, 3 for Sorensen. And the Penguins are going to be in real trouble if Hyatt picks up too many more fouls along the way.
Yeah, and two numbers that really stick out to me on this stat sheet are the free throws that you touched on, 2-for-7 for a measly 29% shooting from the line, and then three-pointers, they were 0-for-6. Those are two huge statistics that the Penguins need to improve on in the second half if they want to get their first win in conference play. And then for Fresno Pacific, they relied on their leading scorer to do a bulk of their scoring. They had Shard Stevens with 12 points. She was 5-for-6 from the field, 2-for-3 from the line, 12 points leading the way. And then their second leading scorer was Brianna Busek, the senior who you talked about. You've seen a lot of her in the Collins Center. She was 3-for-7 from the field for 6 points, but she did have 8 rebounds. So really the Fresno Pacific is relying on those two players there to do a bulk of their scoring.
I noticed that we got a text from our colleague, Alex Swan, the Swanee, who's out tonight sick, but he's listening to the games, and he mentioned that there were 14 first-half turnovers. Oh, so we have a corrected stat sheet?
Yeah, that's the correct one.
Okay,
they
there was just
the fouls.
A couple of fouls. Yeah. Okay, so no big deal. Do you want to go over these numbers here real quick?
Yeah, I'll go over these numbers. For Busek, like I said, 3-for-7 from the field. Shardae Stevens, 5-for-6, leading the way with 12 points. Bree Alvarez, the point guard, was 1-for-3 and 0-for-1 from three-pointer. We have the guard, Patrice St. Don, who was 0-for-4 from the field, but did get to the line and miss a couple of shots. Then we have Janae Herring, who was 1-for-5 from the field, but she did knock down a three-pointer, totaling her 3 points. And then we had Brooke Vidmar, who was 1-for-4 from the field. She likes to shoot, was 0-for-1 from the three-point line, did tally 2 points for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, who scored 25 points in the first half, leading the Penguins 25-24.
Fans, tonight is an NC2A Penguin doubleheader. The guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Sunbird men are in the house. We are at halftime in the ladies' game. A one-point game so far, 25-24, NC2A Penguin basketball from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Mike and I will be back in about 5 minutes with the conclusion of this one, and then we'll have game two for you right here on Penguin Radio,
radio.dominican.edu. Go Penguins! The following is a live sport broadcast brought to you by radio.dominican.edu. Go Penguins!
Fresh, fab, and world-famous radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio.
Live from the Internet Learning Lab at Dominican University of California, the Penguin
underwent a renovation which was completed in October 2010. Edge Hill is now used for everything from student life to intern services. DU, Did You Know, is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
All right, everybody, and we are back with 1 minute and 20 seconds to go. Stuart Horn and Michael Temple with you here at Dominican University of California. A 25-24 game, Mike.
Yeah, we talked about it all during the halftime. Very evenly matched teams. They're playing that way right now, 25-24. ball is going both ways. Let's see if the Penguins can put together a great second half for the first time all season.
I went and talked at halftime to Coach Littlejohn and Coach Akins, Curtis Akins. Of course, we don't talk much about Akins, but he's a second-year man with the Penguins and works very closely with Breonna Chambers. And that guy knows a lot about basketball. And he said, here's where we start. Second half, we're focused on second half. We got to get those missed free throws out of our minds and keep playing aggressive ball. And I really like that about the first half of this game. The Penguins were so aggressive, and frankly, it matched the aggressive play of Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, they forced 14 turnovers, which is what you want to do on the defensive side. They were able to convert some of them, but they're going to look to capitalize on more here in the second half.
Yeah, I would agree with that. About 10 seconds to go in halftime, fans. And Mike, you're going to take the play-by-play here in the third quarter, and both teams are out on the floor. And the Penguins 0-4 in conference. Of course, Fresno Pacific 1-3. Oh, the Penguins would love to squeak this one out tonight. We'll find out 20 minutes from now.
Yeah, that first one's always the hardest to get, so it's going to be crucial to play a good second half here, and we are underway. Yamauchi brings it up. She has it in the middle of the court. She gets it back. Throws it over to Marshall in the right corner. Just swinging around the perimeter. Marshall has it. She drives, gets to the right block. Jump shot is off the back of the rim. Rebound Cox. She's in. She puts it off the glass, and you touched on it during halftime. She didn't play that much, but she gets in here starting the second half and finishes for two. Penguins have the lead. Coming the other way are the Sunbirds, and the turnover there. She travels. That's going to be Herring with the travel, so Penguins will get the ball right back after scoring just 30 seconds into the half.
Yeah, Cox with only 3 minutes in the first half. Let's see if she can make up for that here, and that's a good way to open the second half.
And Yamauchi has the ball. She gets it down to the free throw line. Cox, she settles for a jumper. That one off the back of the rim. Offensive board for Hare, and she's going to settle it on the right wing of the north end of the Collins Center. Yamauchi has it. Marshall now on the right wing. Yamauchi gets it, swings it over to Hare in the left wing. Ball moving around the perimeter well. Marshall finds it on the right wing, gets it inside to Hyatt. Hyatt triple team there. Cox gets the loose ball as Hyatt could not handle it. Yamauchi for three. That one in and out. Hyatt with the offensive board. And she's getting pushed around. No foul called. Hare somehow has the loose ball. And she goes up for two and gets fouled.
Unbelievable. Like you mentioned that Hyatt didn't get called. Elbows were flying everywhere. One of the FPUs is down. And Hare's going to go to the line for the first time tonight, Mike.
Yeah, Hyatt was fighting inside. Got the offensive rebound. Ball somehow trickles over to Danielle Hare, the freshman. She gets to the line for two shots here. And it's important to get Fresno Pacific in foul trouble early because that could help later on getting two free throws.
See if Hare can split the bucket.
And
she does.
They must have touched on it during halftime. They're going to try to improve this free throw shooting. They knock down the first one here. Hare on the season shoots pretty well from the line. She is 70%, just 7 for 10, so she knows she can knock it down. She knocks down the first one. 27-25, Lady Penguins back in front here. It's been a while since we've been able to say that here in this game. The second free throw bounces in and out, but Cox with a nice offensive rebound. She puts it off the glass and in.
Wow.
Great hustle by Jasmine Cox. Two early baskets here in the second half for her.
Five unanswered, Mike. That's what the DUs needed to open up second half in a four-point advantage.
And Sidon has the ball. She gets a backdoor cut, finds Simpson. She goes in for the lefty layup, and she makes it.
That was as nice a pass as we've seen all night. What a great assist down low.
Yeah, good cut by Simpson and a good find by Sidon to give it to her. They finish for two. 29-27, Lady Penguins are up. Marshall has the ball on the left wing. She's calling for a screen, doesn't get it. Still dribbling, being nicely defended by Sidon. She tries to drive, but is stopped. Yamauchi gets the dribble handoff, finds Hyatt up top on the key, gives it over to Cox on the right wing. She drives to the left, gets to the paint, three on the shot clock, drives just off the rim and misses. Rebound goes Fresno Pacific's way. Dribbling it up is Blackwell, and then she finds Sidon.
There's a new player for FPU. That's Kiara White. We haven't heard from her at all tonight. 22.
Yeah, good call there. She has the ball now. She dribbles, gets to the paint. She shoots, just misses. Rebound, going to end up in Hyatt's hands, and she's going to hand it off to Yamauchi.
So White, with her first shot on goal from the left side, was unable to convert.
Penguins look to push. Marshall has the ball, knocked out of bounds by Sidon. It's going to remain the Penguins' ball. They're going to inbound it on the sideline, going towards the northern end of the court. Danielle Hare finds Yamauchi up top by the timeline. She gives it over to Cox.
No, Another new player, Mike Sienna Gonzalez, has come in place of Simpson there on that last stop of play.
Looks like first coach Lindsey Wilson is trying to shake things up to get something to work. Cox finds the ball in the middle. She misses the jump shot. Rebound goes to Vidmar, and she pushes. And the newly entered Gonzalez has the ball on the left wing, who gets it back up to Sidon up top. In no rush here, Penguins up 29-27, 17 minutes and 14 seconds left in the second half here. Penguins looking for that first PacWest win. Sidon has the ball still, 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Nothing happening. She swings it over to Vidmar. Vidmar finds Simpson in the left corner for three, and it's good.
Unbelievable. What a play by Vidmar. After Sandon, who's so cool and collected, five on the shot clock, and she's able to hold it all together.
And the Sunbirds regain the lead, 30-29. Penguins now have it. Jesse Marshall on the left wing. She swings through. Can't find anything as she passes up to Hyatt up top. Danielle finds the ball on the right wing. She drives. Nice take, and she gets fouled.
Boy, that hair is tough, and she's able to drive in amid heavy traffic, throw the arms up, draw the foul, and she almost knocked down the bucket after there were a lot of hands up there.
Yeah, just a freshman with nice composure there as she's going to get to the line for two. She did knock down her first two free throws of the second half. Let's see what she can do here. The first one is just off the back of the rim. 30-29. Penguins trail here. 16 minutes and 38 seconds left in the game. Hare going to try to knot up the score here at 30s. She spins it. Free throws up. That one is good. Score knotted up, 30-30. Sunbirds inbound the ball. Sidon, as she's done all game, will bring it up. She throws it over to the right wing. Kiara White gives up top to Simpson. Simpson finds Vidmar, then screens. Vidmar picks up her dribble, can't find anyone. Good pressure by Quaywon Owens. Ball finds Kiara White. She drives on the right block and gets fouled.
This is going to be on Hyatt, I'm afraid. Yeah, Hyatt was underneath and got a hand in there. Stuck one of her hands in on the driving White from the right baseline. White only has 0 for 1 tonight. Her one shot earlier wasn't even close. So I'm not sure why Hyatt was going after with such vigor.
And it's going to be important for Hyatt to not pick up that fourth foul because she sat a majority of that first half with only two. As that's going to be her third team foul. The first free throw by White is knocked in. The second one rattles out. So 31-30, Sunbirds up by one here, 16 minutes left.
I can see fouling a hot shooter, but not somebody who's just come off the bench and is 0 for 1.
Yeah, good point, Stu. Quaywon Owens has on the left wing. She looks to drive, but White playing good defense. She picks up the dribble, finds Hyatt up top. Hyatt gets to the free throw line, still dribbling. Ball knocked around. Fight for the loose ball. Hyatt gets on the floor, and she's going to pick up her fourth foul here.
Oh, no. Hyatt lost the handle and then trying to regain things, dove on top of Sienna Gonzalez and picked up her fourth. And so after only playing 8 minutes in the first half, Hyatt comes out now, and she could be done for a while.
Yeah, she only gets one more foul before she's fouled out. And with 16 minutes left, that's a little bit too much time for Coach Brianna Chambers. She's going to send Hyatt to the bench.
I don't see Hyatt. I don't see the Penguins winning this game without Hyatt. And now she's only got room for one more. That hurts. Big time.
We saw they struggled without it. Let's see what they can do, as coming in will be Jesse Marshall. She'll be taking the place of Hyatt.
Mike, she played less than 5 minutes here in the second half.
And going the other way, the Sunbirds, Kiara White with another shot. She misses that one as they do not foul. Great decision there. Quaywon Owens.
It was a great decision to finally not foul somebody.
And Cox gets the rebound. Yamauchi has it. Now Hare on the left wing. She finds Cox inside, who's been the hot player in the second half. Cross-court pass over to Marshall, who finds herself in the paint. Nice jump shot. Marshall gets one to go.
Yeah, Marshall very softly, methodically. She with great patience, and she just deliberately, I'm trying to think of every other euphemism I can for her great shot there and having such great patience.
She was uncharacteristically 0 for 4 from the field in the first half. She gets her first one to fall in the second. Going the other way, the Sunbirds are going to draw another foul here. And it's going to go on Yamauchi, her first foul. Third team foul for the Penguins, and we have our first media timeout of the second half. 15 minutes and 8 seconds left in the game. 32-31, Penguins are leading, looking for that ever-so-important first win of the season, and more importantly, first win of the PacWest season. They will be going to Hawaii after New Year's, like Stu said earlier, for three games against Hilo, Chaminade, and BYU Hawaii before returning home. Next broadcast here at the Collins Center will be January 18th against Hawaii Pacific. So it's going to be a home game against a Hawaii team after they do all the traveling to go play Hawaii. They're going to get to see a lot of Hawaii teams coming up on the schedule. And right now, Dominican, like you said, it's going to be important that they kind of weather the storm now with Hyatt going out early on again.
15:08 to go, fans, and the Penguins lead by one. This has gone back and forth tonight. I think the lead has changed about eight times so far tonight, right out of the gate. And then late in the first half, the Penguins went into the clubhouse trailing by one, now on top by one, and 15:08 to go. Boy, there's just a ton of work left. And unfortunately, the big story here with Sarah Nelson out for tonight with a stomach virus, all the weight of the world has been put on Lauren Hyatt's shoulders, and she's got four fouls already.
Yeah, four fouls, and she's been a huge part of this game. She's 3-for-3 from the field, 6 points. You need her to come back. Let's see how long Coach Brianna Chambers hangs with her on the bench.
I hate to trade 6 points for four fouls against your, you know, your biggest and baddest player.
Yeah, inbounding the ball is the Sunbirds on the south end of the court. They're going to have Herring has the ball up top, 20 left in the shot clock. Sadon pump fakes, no avail. She swings it over to Herring for a three, and they knock down another one from the left corner.
Man, she launched it from way out there. That's about 22-footer.
That's the second three that the Sunbirds have knocked down that left corner here in the second half as they are switching up to a zone, it looks like here. Danielle has it on the right wing. She drives, kicks it out to Marshall. Marshall over to Yamauchi, who drives but stopped. Marshall now has it on the left wing, gives it back to Yamauchi. No movement right here for the Penguins as they use a Cox screen. Yamauchi dribbles, four left on the shot clock, hands it off to Cox. Her shot from the left block, no good. Fight for the offensive rebound. She's on the floor, and we're going to get an out-of-bounds call, I believe, here on Cox, and ball is going to go the Sunbirds' way.
You know, Cox has had one clean look after another, Mike, and it seems like 80% of or more are coming up short.
Yeah, she's missing short, like you said, every shot. So let's hope she makes her adjustments here. And the Sunbirds are going to be sending in four new players. We have Shard Stevens coming in, Alvarez coming in, White is going to check back in, and Simpson, Gonzalez, who knocked down a three earlier.
Yeah, and of course, Shardae Stevens, just a total pain in the neck for the good old Penguins in the first half, especially early.
Speak of Stevens, she has the ball on the right elbow. She hands it off to White. White gets it back up top to Alvarez, who has it on the right wing now. Ball is swung around the perimeter over to Simpson, who knocked down a three. She gets inside. The lefty hook is missed, and a rebound goes to Yamauchi.
Yeah, Yamauchi, the veteran, is just in perfect position as usual.
She pushes it up front aggressively to Marshall, and Marshall draws another foul. She's on the ground.
She's on the ground again, and she's wincing again. Marshall is going to be bruised up after this one. Fans, you're listening to Penguin Basketball at Dominican University of California, where the athletics director here is our first-year man, the great Brandon Limebach. What a great culture, athletics culture, it is under Limebach.
Yeah, things have definitely changed here, and you can see it here from the student body all the way up to the faculty. A lot of people supporting the athletics here at Dominican. And the first free throw there by Marshall is knocked down. That's going to be her first free throw made today. She was previously 0-for-2, now 1-for-3 from the line. Let's see if she can knock down the second one to tie the game up here. That one's good. Score is tied here, 34s apiece, 13 minutes and 43 seconds left in the game.
It's amazing what a good shooter she is when both eyes work.
Yeah,
both. She must have gotten some Visine at the halftime because she got poked in the right eye and then missed, immediately subsequently missed two free throws.
Coming back the other way, Alvarez gets to the block. Her shot is missed, and a fight for the rebound. They're going to call an offensive foul over the back on Brandy Blackwell, the 6-foot senior. That's going to be her third foul.
Yeah, that's good for the Penguins because Blackwell is a great big senior out of Santa Barbara, and she's a part of just about every play, and now she's going to get yanked.
Yeah, they're going to take out Blackwell and sub in Busek. And we have the Fresno Pacific with four team fouls, so it's going to be important for the Penguins to get draw three more so they can get into the bonus. Breaking the press is Yamauchi to Roldan. Roldan has on the left elbow. She drives, gets to the paint, and gets fouled. Nice take by Roldan on the left block.
That was good because she's coming in from the left side, and Roldan, who's good from the left side, as good as anybody in the league, yeah, she can draw a foul. You know, she's one of those players that if she starts to see the defense collapsing in on her, she manages to draw the foul.
And that's going to be the fifth team foul on the Sunbirds. Third personal foul on Bree Alvarez, the 5'8 guard. And she is going to check out now with that three fouls. Coming in is Janae Herring, who knocked down a three earlier in the second half.
Yeah, it's good for the Penguins to get rid of Alvarez and Blackwell.
The first free throw from Roldan is knocked down, pushing their lead to one here. The ninth lead change. of the game, and she knocks down both free throws, 36-34. Penguins are up. Coming back the other way is newly entered Janae Herring. Herring brings it up on the right wing now. Dribbles back up top. She's calling for motion. No one's cutting. She picks up her dribble, and Yamauchi pressures her. She swings it over to White. White has it on the right wing. She also picks up her dribble and gives it to Stevens. Stevens swings it over on the left wing now. 10 left on the shot clock. Ball finds itself to Gonzalez up top. She drives to no avail. Passes over to White in the left corner. 3 on the shot clock. 2. Forced jump shot. Way wide. Doesn't hit the rim. They're going to call a shot clock violation.
Yeah, most definitely. That's a pat on the top of the head right there. And the D's will get it back on the unforced miss by White. And, you know, White stays in there. It looks like, I don't know if her ankle's hurt or what. No, White seems to be okay. But she's only made one shot today. And I think she's 1 for 6 now.
Quaywon Owens breaks the press, gets inside, goes up for a shot, but it's going to be blocked. Ball will stay with the Penguins. 20 left in the shot clock, 12:40 left in the game. 36-34, Lady Penguins looking for that first win here in the Collins Center. Quaywon Owens has on the left wing. Holbrook for a deep, deep three off the right wing. Roldan ends up with the offensive rebound. Cox gets it inside to Quaywon Owens. Nice move to the left block, misses the layup, but it's going to remain the Penguins' ball as it's knocked out of bounds.
Well, lucky for the DUs. That was one of those plays where Cox was wide open. Check it. That wasn't Cox, was it? It was Cox, who had the clean look, but then decided to dump it down low to see if Owens could do something with it.
And on the inbounds pass, Quaywon Owens got it and shot it, but she misses. Coming back the other way is Fresno Pacific, and ball is batted out by Quaywon Owens. Ball will stay with the Sunbirds. Coming in is going to be Sadon and Vidmar for the Sunbirds. 12 minutes and 18 seconds left in the game. 36-34, Lady Penguins are up.
Yeah, St. Dawn takes her one little break a half, and now she's back in there. Well, what a tough little point guard she is.
Inbounds pass goes to Herring. She makes a nice up and under move. Misses the layup, though. Sidon, the short point guard, gets the offensive rebound, goes up for a shot and misses it as Cox battles down for the boards.
Man, oh, man, the Penguins got lucky there. 2 shot on goal, missed from very close range.
Yamauchi breaks the pressure, gets it to a wide open hole. Boak for the corner three. She misses another one. You don't see that too often. She's struggling from three today. Sunbirds get the rebound. They transition back the other way. Herring drives recklessly, gets the foul, and she's going up for two.
That's a great description. That's exactly what it was. She was just completely off balance, going in high dribbling, totally cattywampus as she slams into the defenders. There's a word you don't hear too often in basketball. But that's exactly what it was. She was totally off balance and just went slamming in there, and it was a charging foul as opposed to something against the good old DUs. 36-34, 11:52 to go, Mike.
Yes. So 11 minutes and 52 seconds left in the game. Penguins, like we've been talking about, looking for that first conference win. These teams evenly matched up on paper, and it's definitely showing here in the game as only a two-point game here with 11 minutes and 52 seconds left. One thing that's going to be important for the Lady Penguins is how they play down the stretch. They really haven't seen these close games in the second half. I want to see how Coach Brianna Chambers acts with a close game, only 2 points here down the final stretch.
Well, and one thing I like so far, by this point in the previous 4 conference games, in the second half, the Penguins have fallen out of it, basically. That is, their shoulders have slumped. If the score's not dead by this point in those previous 4 games, they lose their mojo. Tonight, it's there. They're hanging tough. Not only are they hanging tough, they're leading by 2, 36-34. Cox now has improved slightly to 4 for 9. And, you know, here's the big story. And it was from the pregame, and it was all through the first half. Poor old Lauren Hyatt picking up all of those fouls so early. She picked up 2 in the first 8 minutes of the game and got yanked, and 2 in the first 5 minutes of the second half. And now she's on the bench, and the D's really need her in a big way.
And the Lady Penguins have done a much better job adjusting to her going out early this half as they've been able to maintain the lead. First free throw by Herring is knocked down, 36-35. Lady Penguins still up. She settles for the second free throw. That one's missed, so the Penguins will hold on to the lead here as Cox gets another rebound.
Boy, both teams are really missing it, the freebies tonight.
That's something that you'll see from teams down the stretch is who's going to knock down those important free throws.
Absolutely right.
Roldan has it on the left wing. She dribbles with the left hand, now crosses over to the right. She finds it inside to Cox. Wide open layup. She knocks it down the left block again. Nice find by Roldan and a great finish by Cox.
Yeah, that was a good assist by good old Roldan, but more importantly, Cox found the range there after having been short most of the night tonight.
Coming back the other way, Fresno Pacific It's going to be Gonzalez driving to her left. She goes to the left block. Shot is missed. Holbok gets the rebound, settles it, and gives it back to Yamauchi.
I love Holbok pulling that thing down with tenacity, man. She was just totally aggressive, yanking it in there. She was not going to be denied.
Yamauchi gives it off to Quaywon Owens. Quaywon Owens directing traffic, trying to find Cox inside on the right block. She does. Cox with a nice 1-2 move, misses short off the left block, and that's going to go to Fresno Pacific. They look to counter. Gonzalez has it. Pass up to White. White jump stop, gets it up for two and makes it.
Yeah, White with a great play there from close range. White's stroke is kind of clunky, you know. It's got several pieces to it, and she missed a couple along the way early, but maybe she's got it together tonight.
Dominican being pressed by Fresno Pacific. They throw it away. Steal by Busek. Busek comes the other way, and she finishes for two. Turnover leads to 2 points, and the Penguins now trailing by one, 39-38.
Yeah, and the Penguins brought had Jade Castro, the 5-foot freshman out of South City. She went to El Camino High School. She was ready to come in, and she may be coming in for the first time tonight at the end of this timeout with 10:27 to go. Now the Penguins trail by one, Mike.
39-38, and that's what you see most of all. The turnovers will hurt you in the second half. A wild throw, came back the other way, and an easy two finish there by Busek, who you said the senior has hurt the Penguins before here
man.
In the Collins Center.
She's as tough as anyone, and I'll tell you, the 1-2 punch of Sane Don and Busek, that's a winning combo right there. If they can get those two ladies on the floor at the same time, the Penguins are really going to have their hands full. As if they don't have their hands full, well, they really do, because Lauren Hyatt is still on the bench, and there's only one quarter to go.
10 minutes and 27 seconds left in the second half of basketball. 39-38, Lady Penguins searching for that first win in conference here as they break from the timeouts. It's going to be important for the Lady Penguins to get the ball inside to Jasmine Cox. She's getting a lot of the looks. She just needs to knock them down.
Well, I'll tell you, Lauren Hyatt is right here next to me getting the feet cleaned up on the anti-static mat right next to yours truly, and that may be a good sign. Maybe that means she's coming back soon.
Yeah, hopefully if she's wiping off the shoes, I mean, she's getting back in the game.
Yeah, I mean, she's only got one foul to go before she is out of here tonight. But I want to at least let her use that one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The Penguins do bring in Castro. She comes in, passes it up court, gets it off to Carly Holbok on the way. Good! 40-39, the DU's lead by one with 10 minutes to go. The Penguins on defense, defending the Southern hoop off to our left. Top of the key is Busek. She gets it off to White, who drifts over. White's all alone. The Penguins all broke away from her and gave her a wide open lane.
Usually you see at least one person collapse.
41-40 now. The Penguins trail, I think. It says 40-39, but that can't be right. They'll change it eventually. Cox with an air ball from close range, a left-handed hook shot. There we go. Now, 30 seconds later, they did change it. 9.5 to go. Three ball, left wing, Herring good. And now it's 44-40. And the Penguins have to call a timeout. So everything was going good there for the Dews. They led by four at one point just a couple minutes ago. Now they trail by four, Mike.
Yeah, that was a huge three knocked down there by Herring. That's her second of the second half. You saw Coach Brianna Chambers was frustrated with the defense. No one stepped out to the shooter and shoot. That knocked down the wide open shot.
You know, I'm going back to that play by White. She got the wide open look. I mean,
yeah,
that's an understatement. She drove the lane from the top of the key, and none of the Penguins came in.
Yeah,
in fact, they broke away from the middle.
Yeah, no help defense there to collapse and stop the shot by White. She was wide open. And sometimes when you get that wide open look, you're like, why am I so open? And then you miss the shot, but she was able to knock it down.
Yeah, yeah. As it happened earlier in the game, with about a minute into the game, Marshall had that wide open look from the left wing. Well, she couldn't. It was a three ball. It was way out there. You're going to miss some of those. But White's not going to miss a layup when nobody covers her. 9:21 to go. Roldan's got the ball. The Penguins are down by four. They got to get it going. They're 0-4 in conference. Castro's got it on the left wing. A long three by Holbok. Doesn't go. Rebound by Cox. She draws a whistle. Brandi Blackwell's back down on the floor when she's got, what, four fouls? No, three fouls on Blackwell. And it's on Blackwell, so she just came in for a second, and that's the sixth team foul committed by the Sunbirds, and I think it's her fourth tonight.
Yeah.
Blackwell is going to stay in there, and Cox will go to the line with a chance to bring the DUs within two. off to our right, on the way, very deep. I don't even want to look at the Penguins' free throw percentage, but I'm sure it's right here. I'll let you report that, bring the good news to the fans.
In the second half, they are 6 of 9 from the line, but right now shooting a tick under 52%.
And now we're 6 of 10.
Yeah.
And Cox will go back to the line. On the way, 7 for 11.
There we go.
No, we'll take it. 9:09 to go, fans. The clock rolls. The Penguins down by 3. Fresno Pacific moving from our right to left. Bringing it up now is Herring. St. Don's taking a break. Right side, White. She pulls it away from Noel Roldan. Stolen by Cox. 2-on-1. Oh, now Cox lets it get away from her. It's stolen back by Busek. And a whistle and a travel on Busek. Penguins are going to get it back after a great play by Cox to set up that entire play. 8:53 to go.
Yeah, good pressure defense by Roldan. And Castro in the corner forced the errant pass, and Cox was able to step in and steal it there.
Yeah, the 5-foot Castro, who's got the ball at the top, she's playing the point now in a very important game. Coach Brianna Chambers has put Castro in there, and now Lauren Hyatt gets ready to re-enter the game. But so far, I like Castro's game. In fact, Castro just set up a big screen against Busek, cleared the lane. Castro, 3-ball on the way! And she missed it a little bit right. Shardae Stevens with a rebound. Now they're going to push it up 3-on-1. Bree Alvarez has got it. She dumps it left side to Busek. On the way, a lot of glass. No, gets her own rebound. Now back to the top of the key. Alvarez, shot clock resets. 3-ball on the way, launched by Herring. No. Owens has got it. Here comes Castro. Bounce pass, threw it away. Herring comes up with it. It was intended for Marshall. 2-on-2 in the backcourt. Now they're going to slow things down. Herring brings it across the line. Roldan screaming out something. 8:07 to go. 44-41. The Penguins trail. White in the right corner. She's too far out. Roldan now sticks an arm in there with a foul. Roldan's playing a little too aggressively and pats White on the arm. Say sorry about that. Roldan is playing really aggressively there. She was just screaming.
Yeah, on the possession before, it worked and by that turnover. This time, she was played a little bit too hard, did not move the feet, and ended up getting fouled.
Castro and Cox will go to the bench. Marshall and Yamauchi are back in there with Owens, with Hyatt, and Roldan. Dews on defense inside of 8 minutes, fans. Penguins trail by 3 still. Scoring drought. Right side, easy layup by Busek. Good. 46-41. 7:50 to go. Penguin ball now. Need a couple stops just to make things a little more comfortable. They've got a good 5 in there to do it, though. Marshall, who is one of the best 3-point shooters in the league last year, is 0 for tonight, and she gets stuffed on the way to the bucket and hits the deck. Now St. Don's got it. She has all kinds of trouble. She's able to unload it to the top of the key. A long 3-ball by Bree Alvarez, the 5'8 freshman. Good. 49-41. It's an 11-point run for Fresno Pacific. Unanswered. 7:13 to go. The Dews really got to get it going. Right side. Here's Noel Roldan, number 21. The tattooed right sider. Left side now. She wheels it around. Owens with 7 minutes exactly, 8 on the shot. Owens softly, 6. Top of the key, 5. Roldan, 3-ball deep. Rebound taken by Jasmine Simpson. Back to St. Don. Between the circles, 6:48 to go. She goes to the left elbow to Shardae Stevens, nowhere to go. Back in between the circles with 18 on the shot. Here's St. Don, the 5'3 senior. Now she's got Noel Roldan all over her, and timeout called. Fresno Pacific, good timeout called by head coach Lindsey Wilson to slow things down as Roldan was going to have her way with St. Don. 6:33 to go. Penguins trail by 8, 49-41.
That was good defense there by Roldan there, the senior leader here. Really, a huge stop is needed here for the Penguins, trailing by 8. You touched on it. They made an 11-point run, the Sunbirds did. So it's going to be important that they make a defensive stop first, then get something on the offense side to get this game a little closer.
Fans, the men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30, currently 6:53 p.m. on the west coast of the good old USA right here in California. San Rafael, to be exact, at Dominican University of California. 6:33 to go in this one, 49-41. The Penguins have committed 5 fouls, while the Sunbirds from Fresno Pacific University have committed 6. Fresno Pacific, though, that 11-point run, the unanswered 11, really put a damper on things. A small crowd tonight as classes are not in session. Finals resumed, or I should say concluded last week. Top of the key now. The Penguins are on defense. Alvarez, who just launched that big three from the top of the key, has it. She gets it down low. They work it off the side of the backboard by Jasmine Simpson. The Penguins get it back. Yamauchi brings it up to roll down right side. Owens now right in between the circles at the top of the key. Right side, the Penguins working around, coming up on 6 minutes. DU's need a couple of big scores. They get it to Hyatt. Hyatt swings it around. Hyatt on the way and draws a whistle, and it's going to be against St. Don. What a mismatch. St. Don at 5'3", Hyatt at 6'2". And St. Don was put out there. Well, she was, for that play anyway, was supposed to be guarding her. 49-41. What happened?
It's going to be a 1-1 here as the 17th foul for the Sunbirds puts Lauren Hyatt at the line for a 1-1.
Okay. Good old number 34 on the way, and that's good.
These are two big free throws. She needs to make sure she knocks down both of them.
Number 34. That was Raleigh Fingers' old number.
Yeah.
If you're for the A's fans.
Yeah, I am an A's fan. So right. I knew that.
You did know that?
Hopefully our listeners did.
I'm sure they do. The great mustachioed one. The second one goes down. 49-43, and Hyatt, the veteran, does what she needed to do for the Penguins. Left side now, the Penguins on defense, Busek. Mike thought she traveled, but none of the refs did. Up off the glass goes Shardae Stevens, good. Stevens cans the deuce, 51-43. Coming up on 5.5 to go in this one. Second half action, fans. So the Penguins got to get it together. They were only down by one at the half, but now they trail by eight. Hare's got it, left side. Roldan with a foot fake. Her face is pink. Three ball on the way, no. Roldan's always got the pink face from pushing it so hard, playing at 100%+, and that's a lot. Now a dual possession. That's, they used to call it a jump ball. It'll go FP's way. 5:21 to go. Roldan's face is usually pink about 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
And stays that way.
I've noticed that too.
Yeah, she's always huffing and puffing, but plays hard. 51-43. Coming up on 5 minutes, St. Don drifts left side. At the last second, dumps it off to Alvarez. And the baseline, driving right side, good. 10-point game. 5 minutes exactly. Here comes Yamauchi. Penguins now got to get it going. They're running out of time. And they're really running out of mojo. They had it for the third quarter. They were special. Soft jumper, a hook shot right side by Jasmine Cox, missed it way left. And now here goes Alvarez, a three launch, no. Cox with a rebound, throws the elbows, hangs onto it. 4.5 to go now, fans. Left in this one. Yamauchi will bring it up, whistles. And Brianna Chambers calls a timeout. 4:31 to go. The Penguins trail by 10 in the second half. They're 0-4 on the season in conference. The Penguins need something good to happen right now.
Yeah, and that was a good coach. Good call by Coach Brianna Chambers there to take a timeout. They were struggling from the field. She's probably going to design a play here to get something inside to either Hyatt or Cox. Hopefully get an easy shot, knock down one, and make this under a double-digit lead here.
You know, I'm going back, Mike, to that play where Cox, she's thrown up a couple of those hook shots tonight, and I don't think she's made any of them. And it seems like she's bringing it way over the, almost behind her head. You know, not the old Dr. J style in front where it's controlled. These are without control. And, you know, she's tall enough and she gets good enough looks. And I know she can make those. It seems like the Penguins are pushing their shots a little bit too much tonight. Not slowing things down. We're back underway, fans, 4:20 to go. Left side, Hare's got it. And she's in a hairy situation. And she throws it away off of the foot of Hyatt. And FP's got it. 10-point game coming up on 4 minutes. Hare was wrapped up at the baseline, had nowhere to put it, and just tried to find Hyatt. And all she found was her foot. 4 minutes exactly. Here we go. Blackwell's got it. She goes top of the key, right side. Off to Herring. Now they have it to Simpson. Herring, three ball, air ball, right side. Hyatt had it for a second. Now she gets it back. That's what the DU's needed. 10-point game. Coming up on 3.5. Hyatt with a no look. She's able to corral it. Left side now. Cox to Marshall. Softly, Cox works her way down against Blackwell. Over the bucket. Another air ball. She had a clean look and a clean go of it. White on the give and go, on the way, missed the easy layup. Offensive rebound, FP. They'll back it out to Busek. Busek actually had the rebound. She backed it out to Herring. And she's just going to eat the clock now, coming up on 3 minutes. Herring's going to waste as much time as she can. White's got it with 15 on the shot. Now the give and go on the inbounds or on the runner to Busek, and she's able to drive it in and draw the whistle. Everything's going right for Fresno Pacific now.
Yeah, ever since the eight-minute mark in the second half, the Lady Penguins have not been able to shut down those cuts from the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. That one paid off as she knocked down the shot and drew the foul.
Yeah, that was tough. And now Fresno Pacific, it looks like they have called a timeout with 3:04 to go. Oh, pardon me. It is the Penguins timeout. Oh, no, it's a media timeout after all that. I see what happened.
Yeah.
So just as Brianna Chambers called the timeout, in fact, it was time for a media timeout with 3:04 to go. Fans, you're listening to Division II NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. We're broadcasting worldwide 13 years in a row, every single basketball game, every single volleyball game from the Conlin Center, live on the air. Also want to welcome everybody watching worldwide on the Stretch Network. Stuart Horn to my left, my man Michael Temple, a communications student here at Dominican. The Penguins trail by 12, Mike. It was a close game until about the eight-minute mark, as you mentioned, and that's when Fresno Pacific really started to pull away. Can the Penguins do it? Scott Davis, who used to coach the Penguin women's team many, many years ago. I mean, Brianna Chambers has been here 7 years. Davis was the last women's coach to bring a championship to Dominican, and he used to say 11 points with 3 minutes is doable. The Penguins at 3:04 to go, 12 points, they're going to have to do something special. Fresno Pacific is all of a sudden playing very well, and the Penguins, something's happened to their game. They're breaking down a little bit.
Yeah, and on that foul that we touched on as she's going to the line, that was Hyatt's fifth foul there.
So Hyatt
she's
is
be
gone.
Out of the game.
All right, and Busek will go to the line as a result of that foul. And she makes it. So the three-point play is completed, and now officially Hyatt is gone. And Hyatt really didn't get a lot of minutes tonight, considering she did have a lot of fouls for very few minutes, relatively speaking.
Yeah, that hurt the Lady Penguins here today.
Clock rolls, 3:03. Yamauchi brings it up. Penguins trail 55-43. How could that be?
The scoreboard is not working.
I think it's 56-43, but I
changed it.
I doubt it'll matter. Okay, it is 56. So here now the D is on offense. A left-handed hook shot is just heaved up there by Jasmine Cox. Not even close. It's actually batted away on the way. And a timeout by the Sunbirds with 2:38 to go, Mike.
And the Lady Penguins need to keep the pressure on here in the backcourt. Not too much time left to play. They have a 13-point deficit. Got to force turnovers and hope you knock down your shots. Again, like you touched on, Cox went to that left-handed hook shot, and she doesn't really get it up top, so it was easily blocked there by the Sunbird defender.
Yeah, it's almost like she let the ball go about waist height.
Yeah.
Right? It was a hook shot. It was like a half of a layup and half of a hook shot, and I don't really know. She was off balance a little bit, and right now the Penguins are just in total desperation mode, and that's what happens. When you get desperate, you start just heaving stuff up and hoping, and you just can't hope against a team that's all of a sudden caught fire like the Sunbirds are just playing out of their heads right now. They're playing a beautiful game. 13-point advantage for Fresno Pacific. 2.5 to go. Here's Mike.
And inbounding the ball, they're trying to press as the Penguins. Kiara White finds it. She brings it to the right wing. Dribbled, pressured by Yamauchi. They're in no rush here as they are melting the clock. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Backdoor cut. And Jasmine Simpson finds the ball. Nice pass from White. She knocks down the layup. 58-43. Penguins trail 15 points. They need to make a run here. 2 minutes and 12 seconds left in the game. They're going to go back to that 2-3 zone. Yamauchi gives it over to Marshall. Marshall for a deep three. The nice shot, and she knocks it down. High arching three-pointer. They need more of that here in the second half. 46-58, Penguins trail by 12.
That's the Marshall we're accustomed to seeing.
And the press set up by the Penguins is beaten. White has it on the right wing. She's trapped there. Dribbles out of it. Finds Herring on the left wing. In no rush. 1 minute and 45 seconds left in the game. 15 on the shot clock. Ball's up top to Simpson. Simpson swings over the right wing. Herring back up top to Busek on the left block. She misses the shot. The Penguins need to roll as they got the offensive defensive rebound. Yamauchi pushes to Cox. Cox has the 2-on-1, misses the layup. Rebound goes Fresno Pacific's way, and Kiera White will bring it up court looking to melt the clock. They had the break there, just could not finish the layup, and going up for a layup is Brandi Blackwell. She is blocked by Quaywon Owens, but the ball will stay with the Sunbirds.
What a great stuff by Owens. If nothing else, that was a great moment for Owens to get an all-ball tremendous rejection.
And that's the second time tonight that Quaywon Owens has sent the Sunbirds away
with that
huge block. You touched on it earlier in the first half. Nice defense there inside by Quaywon Owens. 1 minute and 19 seconds left here in the fifth game of the PacWest season for the Penguins. They trail by 12, 58-46. Still possible. They need to make a stop and knock down some threes. Hopefully Marshall or Holbok, who are their best three-point shooters, can get going.
I love your positive thought process, Mike. That a way to keep the hope alive for the good old DUs, who looked great for three quarters of the game, darn it.
And we've said that all too often here in the Collins Center. Great first half by the Penguins. They were leading after one.
No, trailing by one.
Trailing
point.
By one.
Yeah.
And then they came in. 8 minutes left. They were up by two. And then the Fresno Pacific made their run to what it is now, 58-46, as we get outside the timeout. 1 minute and 19 seconds left.
The Penguins just need to win a game. And I'm not just talking conference. I mean, they're 0-10 overall. They don't know what winning in this team doesn't know what winning feels like.
Yeah, once you win a game, the whole season can change around because you know how to win those close ones, which has been a problem for the Penguins here. They set up a trap, pressured in the left corner. They get it out to Seidon. Seidon has it now. No rush, 10 on the shot clock. She's trapped and traveled. Good defense by Yamauchi and Marshall. Forced to travel.
I like how Marshall helped the referee. By the way, ref, she traveled. She made the hand over hand and travel sign just in case the ref didn't see it.
Checking in is going to be Holbok taking the place of Roldan. 1 minute and 4 seconds left in the game. 46-58, Penguins trail, looking for that first win. Yamauchi gets the ball inbounded, gives it back to Quaywon Owens. Quaywon Owens drives. They need to move quickly. She drives, gets to the paint, kicks it over to Cox for a layup. Lefty layup is good. Deficit down to 10. They set up their press. They get the ball in easily. Seidon has it. She's trapped. Dribbles around it. Still has the ball in the backcourt. She finds Busek. Busek forces a pass. Knocked out, but somehow ends up in Simpson's hands. Gives it back to Busek. White with a nice cut wide open as they overpressure. 12-point deficit. Might be a little bit too much now. 38 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, White's move is from the right side. If you leave that wide open for her, you're dead.
And Yamauchi gets to the paint. Nice floating jump shot there. She knocks it down to 10. She's shot well today, just hasn't got enough attempts off. They break the press easily. Seidon has in the right wing. Dribbles back out. 24 left in the clock. They cannot milk the whole game clock away as it's only 18 left in the shot clock, about a 2 second differential. White has on the left wing. No rush here. Seidon brings it back out. And the Penguins will move to 0-5 in PacWest play, looking to get that first win in Hawaii after the new year. White with a backdoor cut. She knocks it down. The icing on the cake for her. 62-50. Penguins get the ball inbound. 4, 3, 2 seconds, 1. And a last-second 3 from Marshall in the corner is knocked down. So that's just all that's going to do is cut down the deficit. 53-62. Penguins lose this one.
Yeah, the White got hot, you know. She came in. She was just as cold could be, and she just kept getting better and better. And from the right side, White at the end of the game was unstoppable.
Yeah, they were using her in a lot of backdoor cuts. They used her speed there well as she got to the paint a lot in the second half. She was one of the main contributors to the second half run by the Sunbirds, who really pulled away with 8 minutes left in the game. 25 minutes left till the men's game, which is going to start at 7:30. Make sure you stay tuned here at radio.dominican.edu. Men's basketball will be taking on Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, I'm sorry to report there, fans. After such a great start, a great first half, on paper, the women's game was supposed to be closer than that. But Fresno Pacific was simply too tough coming down the stretch. And kudos to them, because you have to recognize when a team plays well, you got to give them props. And they did, and the D's just couldn't hang with them.
Yeah, and it started on the defensive side. The Penguins played great defense the whole game, up until about 7 minutes left in the second half. Then they started letting easy layups go. Like you said, Kiera White had that wide open layup where no one was even by her within a 3-foot radius. So they just really had some defensive lapses, and that led to the 9-point loss here today in the Collins Center.
Yeah, it's rough. Rough stuff. Hopefully the men can do a little bit better. Fans, appreciate you listening to the women's game. We'll have the guys here in 24 and a half minutes. Mike and I will be back for that one in its entirety right here on radio.dominican.edu.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that the DJs of Penguin Radio develop and produce their own shows, research